Okay, let's welcome our colleagues from ICT, and later we'll be joined by Agrimo. Before we start with our meeting, I have noted your concerns about the Friday meeting. Yeah, but honorable members, you cannot say that. You see, we discussed the program, and we adopted the program. Now, when we're supposed to implement it, then the problem. I don't know what I'm going to do about that, because from Monday, you will not be here until the 12th of June. So, and we need to adopt the report before we debate. On Wednesday, we'll be in the chamber debating. So, I'm not sure whether there is a suggestion about the Friday meeting. Unless if we schedule a meeting for tomorrow, but it will be difficult for staff to get venues, and because there's also party caucuses tomorrow morning. So it means, therefore, we'll have to meet in the afternoon. Maybe the cramped venue and so on, I don't know. I need your guidance on this matter, because we propose that we meet tomorrow. Yeah, Akona, is it possible to secure a venue for tomorrow afternoon at 2 o'clock? Is that fine? 2 o'clock. The caucus finishes before lunch. But there's a sitting in the afternoon, and we did not apply for that. And it's too late for the application for tomorrow. You see, you just need to adopt the report. I think we can meet just for 2 hours to look at the report, then we'll adopt it. So it's up to you, members. You can start at 9, if that's fine. If 11 o'clock we're done, then you can catch your flight. Because we can't debate by vote 5 if we did not adopt the report and we did not submit to the time. Honorable Matuma?
No, sir.
Well, I was saying, Chairperson, no, I propose that we sort of agree, as a committee, that we must meet tomorrow in the light of what you have advanced as the problems for Friday, and also the fact that on tomorrow there is a sitting. So I'm proposing that at least we accept that we meet on Friday, 9 o'clock, 10, 11, we are done.
Is that fine, honorable member? Will you make it?
Yes, sir. A message yesterday that I've got a PEC meeting in housing from 10 o'clock on Friday. I've not responded to it. I thought.
You know what? Thank you. You are also not going to be here because I will take notes in the meeting that you welcome. If we're having problems with Friday, but we need then to propose something. Monday we're in Beaufort West. We're leaving here on Sunday. Tuesday, I think we're in Plettenberg Bay.
How about tomorrow afternoon?
What?
How long does it take? What I'm doing is
thinking about.
Can we then do it on Tuesday? Because we reserve Tuesday for your speeches. Can we then do it on Tuesday? Honorable members?
Yeah. What about tomorrow afternoon? We can just sign in at the bill.
Will kill me. No committee is allowed to sit tomorrow afternoon. If you look at the 80s, it will show that no committee is allowed. But can't we do it on Tuesday? Tuesday, we reserve that day for you to go and prepare your budget speeches. But then we can meet only for 2 hours, then you can go and consider your speeches. Because you're only debating on Wednesday. The 21st is Wednesday, isn't it? You're only debating on Wednesday. Is that fine on Tuesday? We all agree it's suitable for everybody. Tuesday, 10 o'clock, 2 hours, then we go. Okay. Well, another announcement, honorable members, is that the department is. What happened? What happened? What happened?
What happened?
I'm not aware that you connived to reject the chairperson's proposal to me. But it's okay. Yeah. Welcome. There's also another announcement, honorable members. The department is inviting you to. It's called a launch of National Infrastructure Management Strategy. It's on before the budget vote. I don't know your availability. It's from 10:30 to 1 o'clock. And there's a dinner at 5:30. 6 o'clock at the Hood Constantia Wine Estate. Well, Adam, I don't know how members will go to the Hood Constantia. The problem is that not all members are having their cars in Cape Town, so I don't know whether there's some. Yeah. But there's this session in the morning. I don't know whether you'll make it. Because mostly they will be doing their speeches, reading the correcting grammar and all that. Where's this Riverville restaurant? So I'm leaving it to them. All I can say is let's have copies. And then
what happens to them? We'll appreciate to have them to attend that dinner because it's meant for them and it goes out.
No, dinner is fine.
So, transport will arrange those to those members who don't have transport. They will let us know.
Okay, if you can just submit your names to Akon and those who need transport to the dinner.
Can we find out the Tuesday meeting?
Oh, honorable Blanche, we said 10 o'clock. So you get the venue later from Akon. And I think it suits everybody. Okay. Thank you very much. Okay, honorable members, let's then proceed. Let's give our colleagues the opportunity to. We normally give all the time. I don't know until when. Let's quickly introduce ourselves, and then we start with our meeting. We take the presentation from IDT. I think I must also give you this one. Can you give it? The microphone.
Thank you.
Kamalam Noma Kayam Tank, member of the committee.
Nom Kabosangweni IDC.
Thank you. for how we are The In terms of our purpose, our vision, mission, and value, there has been a bit of a triggering, Chair, which I'm going to be highlighting and then go through that. The purpose, Chair, that we have been put forward to the conference plan is that the principal purpose of the IUC is to operate as an anti-poverty agency, which invests in finding innovative new ways to meet the mortality of poverty. Without necessarily getting into detail, in as far as the existence of the
Thank you. focus would have been the mass school. We would be in a position today to actually say what it has to do. And now we are unable to rely on people coming here because as a committee wanted to come and do our own oversight, talk to the budget, to CCK, talk to IEC there and see for ourselves. But Eastern Cape and Limpopo are one are some of the main provinces where the issue of mud pooling is really serious. And I think these issues make a mockery of our government, because when the president says there is no child studying under the tree. Now if you look at the quality of some of the schools, there is really under the tree, or maybe no tree at all, if you can put it that way. Therefore, I think for some reason, I'm not sure whether we get this thorough report of mass schools or in progress, therefore, thereof, we get it from IBC or we get from Provincial Department of Education, because I believe that budget has been given to Provincial Department of Education and perhaps public works to oversee that. Perhaps TMB would actually inform us. I mean, we also know that there was an amendment where this issue was discussed thoroughly. We want to know, I mean, how far we think that we're going for, I mean, even if we're, I mean, we're going back to our constituency from time to time. And I mean, we cannot be giving excuses every time when our political heads make big statements about mass being eradicated. The second issue I want to raise is the issue. Last year, as a portfolio committee, we went to Gauteng, and as some people remember, we met with the then chair of the board. You know, some of the issues that were raised there was the issue Gauteng being Gauteng. Of course, they were thinking that they do not need the services of ICT, and perhaps taking herself for saying maybe this is correct, maybe our services are more needed in the wrong area. I see here now they're talking about rural and underdeveloped areas. I would like to emphasize the issue of underdeveloped areas, because I can tell you even in Cape Town, there are underdeveloped areas. They may not be rural because of unemployment, people flock and come to the cities with, I mean, an idea that they're going to get jobs. And when those jobs are not there, you create another rural area within the city. I'm mentioning this around issues of ASMISA, which is actually run from the office of the president. Again, and this I would like to talk to you about even outside Kenya, because you know there's a good program that some of us heard about it and we immediately went to our constituency. Here you find women who do this and that and that, and then you call the lady Nathan that say, I put together all these ladies. They got all this that they're doing, but they can't find market. You know, when I heard that area get market for the people, then I said, people will not go and queue for granted. But you don't get to come there. Tell me. You promise people, you say, this is what government does, this is what it does. And people in here don't come back to us, you know. And then I think, Red, I would want to talk to you afterwards, I mean, about this, because those constituencies look upon us to bring those services. It's well and good to write them there, but the delivery of those and actually these areas responding to that is very key. I would be very happy if you can talk about this afterwards, because I would still want to see that taking place, those women being empowered so that they get the market. So it looks very good, you know, but it is about the doing of the whole thing. I think I want to welcome the review of IDC and the narrowing of the mandate, because that will actually, you know, streamline all the services that IDC is doing and perhaps being able not to do duplication and so forth and focusing on it in those areas. Perhaps, as I'm saying, if you can, you mentioned earlier in your input that the chief lessons on poverty alleviation. I'm not sure if I know anything about that, and perhaps without boring the meeting somehow, maybe over the team can talk about that. You need to understand. I personally, you know, would like to know what actual strategy they are using in trying to do that.
Thank you.
Oh. the issue of concentration on women and their life. You know, if you empower a woman, you empower the nation. If you feed a woman, you feed the nation. I don't know how many of us around the table who manage to be educated through those grants that government has given. You know, those little salaries that our mothers were earning as domestic workers. Today they have produced, you know, very educated people. And I think if you empower women, you have actually empowered the women. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Construction of new schools and
far are you with some of the projects that are there?
Madam Chair, yes, the younger experience has had up to now.
If
Because I think they're on top of it. But they're not on top. And if we have to come in a truck out of all the people coming in here, then we need to address this and say, IDC, have you come across this phenomenon? And what do you suggest we do? Because if you've had experience on what happens in Latin America, why can't we address this problem and find out how to solve it? Because I'm worried. We've seen the same sort of things in Africa. We've seen the same sort of things. It will start developing the sooner. As people come across the borders, that would be the first thing that would happen if they were trying to get a job locally. If they don't get it there, they're going to go to Polokwane. If they don't get it in Polokwane, Swanee and Johannesburg is the next stop. So
we need to address it. How can we then assist? And as I come across solutions for this kind of problem, otherwise we don't put it in a continuous funding, funding, funding. Sorry,
yeah, I just waiting for Chapo to give me the chance. The corridor is a bunch of people, not a lot, from the Chapo. Thank you, thank you, Chapo. Thank you, Chapo. For the Chapo, firstly, I want to thank you for the IDD presentation, but the IDD has the budget, but unfortunately, this copy is very, very, very safe. We can't see the eyes, can't see that it's clear, because we are old. I'm the old. Yeah.
No.
So this one, you see, even the young guy, they can't read it for this one. No, I just say, I suggest it. This presentation copy, this one is not good for reading. Because it's all white, white by white, you can't read it. So this one, my suggestion is maybe please, yeah, make a nice copy. Then, from this IDD 2006 and 2007, this is a program expenditure to the PDI and the local level. This is a table. If from this table too, I find this is a school building and the furniture. Is the program is valued is 738 million rand, but the rental value paid to the local level only for 12 million. If you see the combined with the other items, is the healthcare and the facility, it's only 247 million rand for the program value. But if the rent value paid to the local level is 99 million. So I wonder IDD can explain to me why this school building is a big amount, only for 12 million for local level cost. And from the math school, the math school from the Tempe is explained to the committee is only spend 2.7 million rand now. But my colleague said, we have the 917 math school. Then this school is for the what is currently progress on the this application for the math school program. If from the your information, 978.8 million rand was spent to the old school building and the equipment program. This is which including for the provision of the physical infrastructure, job creation, and the skill development in the different phase of the Eastern Cape, the Kaohsiung of KwaZulu-Natal, including of the Eastern Cape eradication of math school program. So I want to see this math school program, 2.7 million rand, is for the including the all the total amount, the 9.78 million, is what you would combine for the order is the program. So this one I like to the clear. And there is the labor cost, why is so much different from the other items for the health care and the facility. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson. It's just that I was outside when IDT was finishing its presentation. I want to thank IDT for the job that have they done in my area. I'm not going to complain here. I'm not going to talk about the figures, about the years, but IDT has done very well in my area, more especially in our preschools. We didn't have shelters, and it's only women who are leading that program. So, at least if they have done very well, I must say so, in front of the people. You have built so many preschools, more especially in a normal area. It's just that I'm very, very worried about the. I wasn't here when Mambi, Honorable Mambi, was talking about the mud schools in Eastern Cape. We were going to visit those schools. mud schools. There are still lots of mud schools. I am talking about the preschool. Understand? You must think conclude. Mama, please go outside and say, Mjaka said there are a lot of mud schools that have been built by IDT. It's not a mud school, preschool. Thanks for that, IDT.
Thank you very much. I must say that some of the questions that I was going to ask have been already raised by my colleagues. I tell you that because of the business model slide, one that wanted to check to what is the CEO decided to indicate to us when we say that private sector do not have a research experience. It is only perhaps assumed that there can be also the political funding and also private sector in our thinking to be taken on board in terms of the infrastructure that we have. And some of the examples as well. But I think that in terms of the infrastructure development issue, also one of the academic processes, one is continuously experiencing the problem with the access to the technology. I think that still remains the same. You go to areas like the fourth and fifth, whereby learners have got to travel a long distance to go to the city. The local vision, whereby the page could be built just across the school, just across. Sometimes learners have to travel more than 10 kilometers via long distance to get to. Even in my area, in Amapa, former area, you find that people have got to travel more than 15 kilometers just to go across the river, because there's no access. And that causes sometimes some of the letters to drown. Pardon? Not necessarily from at the town, but I mean the village. But I'm saying that. Yes. You may experience that. So what I'm saying, Chairperson, is that some of the learners have found, including the challenge that they want to get to school, in the and those are some of the challenges. You can go to the local municipality, but the problem with the local municipality, Chairperson, is that all of them is that, especially the very local groups, but some of them do not have the capacity. They are not even able to overcome some of the challenges. And that remains now a challenge where perhaps there should be some kind of significant apparition target so that when they come back to us, they're able to zoom in precisely on some of these challenges and then the kind of presentation. Because you cannot go always go to each and every conference and see each and every person that I see. But at least you can be able to understand and measure their progress in that regard. Thank you, sir.
I don't know. I'm surprised at how he keeps the person arrested. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, another for the staff on the end of the area in the school. I'm
We don't have it. I'm saying.
Also, in the period of the time, Thank you.
out and elaborate on all the details regarding being in East End, our women and town, and we should be given our local sense in terms of the knowledge.
And we are going to see to that time frames are being made and managed. The change that the committee is worried about seeing the actual change. We the board have a goal to see to that we are seeing this change. You know, I had one of your committee members, an honorable, saying that funds are being rolled out, but there are no actual activities planned. Your members touched on a very important issue of the mass school. I was the principal of the school. I know what what sentiments I've been saying. And now with the IDT being empowering all other sectors, I think we're going to achieve the goal. As I say, the board acknowledges the sentiments that they've been saying here with examples of schools, especially in the Free State, I'm from the Free State, examples of good schools in the Free State. And we are committed, let me say, because there's good communication between the board and the activity. And we are going to see to that that this activity is being done. I would like to thank you for saying the sentiments about the women-driven program. We have women who are committed. And you can see from our delegation here that they are women and they are men. Thank you.
Actually, on the plan, this is the first delegation where women are more than men.
That's why the atmosphere is so good.
Thank you, Honorable Chair and the members. I think, Chair, with all the questions that have been responded to and comments made, I think we would like to welcome the opportunity that you gave us, and the CEO took that up to say some of the questions which may not necessarily have been covered in full. I think management would be readily available not only to respond in person, but also to respond in terms of reports that should be given to the committee to make sure that the members are well informed, even before we reach a stage of bringing a report in terms of our performance. Therefore, having said that, Chairperson, would also like to welcome the suggestion that we came up with, that most probably the committee could also assist us in unlocking some of the blockages that the IDG is experiencing as we move along in the job that people point out to be doing to our community. In closing, Chairperson, from our side, we would like to take this opportunity and thank yourself as well as the Honorable House for giving us this opportunity, but not only in terms of reading the document and allowing us, but the questions that came up. Because these questions that came up from the House are questions which
not only from their side, but from us as a board. I think we should also understand in terms of our opinion, the responsibility that we have as an accounting authority of the IDT. Would like to thank you very much for the opportunity, and we trust and hope that we should be in a position to continue fulfilling our mandate.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Whatever question that was remaining, I think we'll deal with it when we come to other presentations, because of course we're going to have a session with the IDT where they will give us a presentation on the Tunisian, Chilean model such as that. At some point, we also need a presentation on that, on having poverty. Also on review of IDT's capitalization, I think at some point we'll deal with those issues. So thank you very much for heading our call for the presentation. I think it was a very fruitful committee, and I still want to re-emphasize this was a well-prepared document. Well done. With Mr. Makuba, in your absentia, the upper body will benefit over from IDT. over. There's so many schools built in your constituency, and we need to see other provinces benefiting the same way that KZN has benefited from this. That's why you are so relaxed. You don't want to raise any questions. You just come in and go. But you are very happy. So we said, fine, we'll take away that budget from KZN, take it somewhere else. Then. So I don't know what you have to say on this case, but we saw it is true. What you have been saying to me when I signed those applications, no, it's true. You took all the money, the schools are there. So, honorable members, we just had figure lunch today. For simple reasons that we're having a second presentation, so we can't move away. I made a plea that we shouldn't move away from here. Just quickly go out and grab what you need to eat, and then we go for the agreement presentation. 30 minutes on our lunch. Oh, my secretary says 20. So I'm too generous. She's not. She says 20 minutes, and then we come back.
I'm just going to call out.